I want to speak to a lady called Nellie McGinley. Nellie, thank you for coming on the programme. Leona O'Neill has written a story in the Belfast Telegraph about what happened to your cat. This is shameful. Tell me your story, please, Nellie.
Well, this little cat was sort of abandoned the way back, and it was a very serious injury on the Ardmore Road, and my daughter took it to the vet, and we got it sorted. Then she was working, and she brought the cat to me. And the cat has been with me now about 9 months, and he was badly injured, and he had a wee sore back and all. And we asked the vet, and he said no, that if we were prepared to keep him, other than that, they would have had to put him down. This is the way back. So night before last night, I couldn't get him in. I went out to look for him everywhere, and there was no signs of him. So yesterday morning, I said, well, I'm going to call the family and get somebody to go help me to look for him. But just for that, my son saw him out the top of Tullymore Road in Curraghnear, and he didn't realise there was anything wrong with him because he was sitting against the wall. And I went out to call him. He phoned me, and I went out to call him. And he came up on his two wee knees, front knees. He couldn't walk, and he was just following my voice. And he got him in. And since that, we rushed him to the vet's out of Clody, and the vet thought, well, we'll have to x-ray him, we'll have to find out. And I was so annoyed, she said, you can go home now and I'll contact you. And they contacted us to tell us that it wasn't. They thought it might have been another male cat that mauled him, but they discovered then that he has 25 pellets on him, and he was shot with an air rifle or whatever. And it's pretty ill, and now we'll not know for 3 weeks, because the pellet, if it's lead with poison on it, that's the end. You know, it'll go into the system and they can't do nothing about it, so we'll just have to sit about and wait now for 3 weeks to find out exactly what's going to happen to him.
Nellie, it's absolutely unbelievable that a human being in this country could aim a rifle at a cat and fire 25 shots at the cat, which is obviously going to be in distress, even with one shot being fired at it by a pellet gun. To aim 25 times, to leave it in a paralysed state, it's incredible to think that human beings like that do exist. And this is the Ardmore area. Is this in the run up towards Alton na Gealban Hospital, that general area?
Yes, Curraghnear.
It's incredible that that level of cruelty is to the fore.
River was very, police were very angry about it.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all that you're very angry about it. I think the entire country would be angry about it. And the police, are they investigating it?
Oh, the police put it up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. The police put it up, and we had over 600 responses to it. People are very, very angry out there, you know.
And as they...
I sat here, as they say, I can't walk very far, so my daughter brought the cat here to me, and I nursed him for 9 weeks. Nursed him back to health after the last accident, and that was an accident, a motor accident, and he wasn't with us at that stage. He was with her, my sister-in-law, and we had to bring him here, and that's how we have him.
It must be a very special little pet to you, Nellie. What do you call it?
Well, you see, when we found the cat, we understood it was a female. We joke about it, and we took it out to the vet. He says, what are you called? And I says, I'm not sure, but I think they call it Molly, and tell him it wasn't our cat. Just nibbers, and they never even bothered about it. So therefore, he says, well, I'm sorry, but it's a male, not a female. Like, I don't know the difference. So he says, what if we call him Lucky, that you found him? The vet said. So we called him Lucky, but I don't think he was too lucky.
No,
my pet name for him is Wee Johnny Dark. Pure black.
Wee Johnny Dark. Unfortunately, Lucky doesn't seem like an appropriate name, and it is sickening to think that he has been attacked like that. Has his eyesight been affected?
Oh, yes, he's blinded. Right through his wee eye.
Dear.
One of the pellets went into his eye. Yeah, he's blind in one side. The vet has confirmed it there this morning.
Nelly, it is so sad. It is so sad. If you have any information whatsoever about a person who would be firing a pellet gun like that in the Ardmore area of Derry, the police would like to speak to you. The best number to get them on is 101. Someone who misuses a pellet gun like that must have it taken off them. And a person who visits hurt and harm against a defenceless animal should be facing the rigours of the law. Nelly, I hope wee Johnny Dark gets better soon. And our thoughts are very much with you.